Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 11. Now, these podcasts are designed to help us to have the most authentic and intimate and hopefully meaningful relationship with God that we can. So we cover topics like prayer and Bible study and all kinds of spiritual disciplines. But today what I want to talk about is, well, the title is How to Have Fun in the Mist. I don't know about you, but I don't often think about having fun in the mist or the fog. I've been lost in the fog once or twice. You probably have too, and it's not a very pleasant experience. The fog of war is a well-known phrase. But what about the fog of life? Well, this morning I was walking across Cassiobury Park on my regular prayer walk, and I heard a man shouting in the fog. It was very foggy. I couldn't see him, but I could hear him. And then there he was, a shadowy figure, a shadowy outline in the fog. And I could see that he'd pulled his arm back and he threw something. I couldn't work out why until I noticed a smaller figure that was obviously his dog. Well, the dog ran after the ball that the man had clearly thrown and picked it up. And then the man did something rather unexpected, at least unexpected at 7 o'clock in the morning in Cassiobury Park. He started laughing. I could hear it distinctly, though I was quite some distance off. While the dog was running after the ball in one direction, he took off in the opposite direction, and I could see him running, and I could hear him laughing. His dog picked up the ball, turned round, looked for his master, and couldn't see him, and in his confusion, looked a bit lost for a moment. And although then couldn't see him, the dog clearly picked up the sound of his master laughing and ran after him. And I must admit, I chuckled to myself. I laughed out loud because I'm a former dog owner. And I recognize that childlike desire to play games with your dog, something deep within us. I rather liked seeing that incident this morning. And if you go to my blog, you'll see the photograph I took at that point. And if you look really closely, I think you'll be able to see the man in the photograph, not far from the goalposts on the right-hand side of the photograph. Anyway, mist can be an opportunity for fun, but it can also be an opportunity for soberness. For example, James wrote this in his epistle, chapter 4, verse 14. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist. You are a mist, he says. You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. A sobering statement. We don't even know about tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. As Jesus said in Matthew 6, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. We are a mist. Now, James doesn't write this to say that we don't matter, but simply to prompt us to humility. I think a healthy Christian mindset carries an equal blend, a balance and a blend of security on the one hand and humility on the other. And somehow these two go together really well in a relationship with God, security and humility. I mean, we are unquestionably loved more than we can imagine by God. And we are also undoubtedly unlovable because of our sin. At least in human terms, that's where we are. So how can we carry together, both the confidence of God's love for us and the humility of our mistiness, how can we carry those two things together in a healthy way? Might I suggest that we take a leaf from what happened to conquering Roman generals back in the day? When they came back from victorious campaigns, the adoring crowds saw them paraded in a chariot, and the general at that time heard two voices. One was the adulation of the crowd, cheering their name. It must have been so awesome to hear that. But there was another voice, and that other voice was that of a slave, travelling in the chariot with him, whispering in his ear, "Memento homo." Memento homo. Remember, you are only a man. So these generals heard legitimate praise and sobering advice at the same time. We need both those voices. Combining memory verses is one way to do that. Put together two verses of the Bible which encapsulate these two issues. For example, you could combine John 15:9, which says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you," together with 1 Peter 5 verse 5, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So we put those two together into, we can memorize them and then put them together in a prayer. So it'd be something like this. Father, thank you for loving me as much as you love Jesus. Help me to enjoy this love and to clothe myself with humility towards others because you oppose the proud, but show favor to the humble. So we put these two together into a healthy blend. So over to you. If you were going to combine two verses with these two areas of focus of joyful security and humility, what would they be? Which verses would you choose? Why not put together several combinations and commit them to memory, recite them, and pray them? We might be in the mist. In fact, we might even be the mist. But if you're a Christian, you can laugh in the mist. We're joyful in our mistiness because we know we are loved. And we're rejoicing in being loved because we know we're on our way to Him who will take us out of this mist to eternity with Him. So, have you tried this verse combo practice? Have you put some verses together? Which ones have you put together? Which ones work for you? How do you blend these two issues of security and humility? I'd love to know. Please leave a comment at the blog, malcolmcox.org, or wherever you see or hear this recording. Please leave a comment about what works for you and your own thoughts on this so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quality, quiet times. God bless.